was this girl, the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. She comes up to me and just drags me right out onto the dance floor. I had no idea how to dance, but it didn't matter. I would have made an absolute fool out of myself just to spend 1 minute with her. And I did. And it all started with a song.
Wow. You guys seemed perfect.
Well, Nick, there is no perfect. There will always be struggle. You just have to pick who you want to struggle with.
This week on Status Complicated, my guest is a recent college grad who just moved to New York to pursue her career in fashion, but is not struggling to find love. She's found the one. The struggle is trying to figure out how to make this relationship work when you've dated in college for many years and now you're entering the workforce and trying to decide where to live, what to do, and so many questions, so many unknowns, but they're putting that to the side and they're determined to make this relationship work.
So we met in college at SCAD because we were both on the men's and women's soccer team. Both teams throw a party for like the freshmen and everyone to meet each other. And just because we're usually the only ones in Savannah at the time because school doesn't start until September. And we're there a month before, so it's just, like, something to do. And actually, at the time, I was seeing someone else on the team.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and he was the one who actually, like, pointed Jordan out, funnily enough. Jordan was one of the freshmen, and, like, everyone's always interested to see, like, what the freshmen look like.
'Cause you're older.
Yeah. Okay. And so, it was a house party, and so we were all standing around or whatever. And
how much older are you?
We're actually the same age. We were both born in 94, but he started school a year later.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So
gotcha.
He's technically a year behind me. So, yeah, I was a sophomore.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Born in 94. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
But, yeah, so basically, I obviously found this out later on, but I guess Jordan had a huge crush on me and, like, spotted me out way before I knew who he was. So, basically, obviously, things ended with me and the other guy. And then we had another party at my apartment, actually. And that's when me and Jordan actually, like, talked to each other. And then, literally, from then, we hung out, like, every single day and talked to each other.
Who talked to who first?
I talked to him first because he was too scared to talk to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's funny because I was standing with a friend. I was like, I'm going to talk to that guy.
Oh,
and
I
that's
love
how
it.
That like, whole thing happened. And we casually like dated, if you call it that, for like a month and then like officially got together after that.
Wait, I'm thinking back to my college time and I remember, I mean, dating in college was difficult because I feel like people aren't really trying to date.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to be single.
Yeah.
Do their single things.
Yeah. Well, that was the weird thing, too, was because at the time, I wasn't, like, obviously looking for a relationship. Like, I just kind of liked casually, like, having fun, like, meeting new guys, whatever. It was never anything that I, like, wanted serious. And then, I don't know, something about Jordan, I just decided that that was someone I wanted to commit to for some reason. I can't, like, pinpoint the exact reason, but it was just
you guys had,
something.
Like, a lot in common.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I just came to the point where I was kind of tired of, like, dating, like, kind of the guys that aren't interested in committing to anyone and just kind of mess with your emotions. So maybe I was, like, coming to the end of, like, not wanting to deal with that anymore and just saw Jordan as someone who seemed really nice and, like,
a good guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are hard to find in
probably
college.
Probably not. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's awesome. I'm happy that it was like a month and then you guys were already starting to date. So you were a sophomore at this time and he was a freshman?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was like early on for both of you.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't have even been in Savannah for like 2 months. So it was like as soon as he came to Savannah, basically.
I feel like this went very fast. But that's awesome.
It did go really fast, which ended up being like an issue later on because, well, for me, for me too, I've always been someone who always rushes into things too. Like I'm always like a spur of the moment type of person.
Yeah.
And he's the exact opposite. And so even it was like, why are we dragging this out? So at that time to me, it was like so long and I was getting really annoying. But so, yeah, I mean, but it was just became a problem because we were with each other every single day. We just always wanted to be with each other. Mm-hmm. And we like never made time for our friends. And Jordan had just gotten to SCAD. So like he wasn't bonding with the other guys on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was always there and always hanging out with him. He didn't get like the right amount of time to like make close friends yet.
So when did that become an issue?
Well, it was like one of those underlying issues that you don't really we waited too long to like discuss what was happening. Like it was just one of those things where maybe like we both like knew it was becoming a problem, but we didn't know how to talk about it with each other because we didn't want to like hurt the other person's feelings. Like maybe they actually just want to be with me all the time, but how do you like say to them, like, give me some space.
Actually think that's such a good point because I think when you're in college, part of your college experience is to make friends and, like, to do things with your friends.
Yeah.
It's, you know, one of those times in your life where you're not, like, going home to your parents.
Right.
You know, you can do whatever you want, basically. Yeah. You want to stay out all night with your friends, you can't. Then you meet someone that you, like, really love, totally connect with, and then it's that, like, I can't wait. Like, I can spend all this time with you because all I have to do is go to class, do some work, and then, like, we can hang out.
Right.
So it's easier versus, like, in the working world, that's not as easy because you have 8-to-5 jobs and, like, people, you know, then stay late or whatever. It's just school is, like, so much more conducive for spending, like, 100% of your time together.
Right.
So then what happened?
Well, it was just, like, it was just weird because for me too, like I already had my friends and my friends were very used to me not ever like being in a relationship. Like as far long as they knew me, I was never in a relationship. Like I was that girl that was always single, never wanted to like seriously be with someone. And so then suddenly I was just in a relationship and I wasn't hanging out with them. So they just found the whole thing like weird. Like I basically just disappeared. So for them it was just like,
he was your first serious relationship?
Yeah, he's like my, like I've had boyfriends, but like I don't count like high school and as like real boyfriends because they're not really.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like he is my first real like
serious relationship. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So then they were like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're like, what's happening? Yeah.
And then finally he said something and then you guys...
Yeah, it was like, it caused a lot of like little arguments that started to become like bigger arguments because we weren't actually like discussing what was really going on. And then it became the issue where this problem went on for, like, a good year and a half that we just weren't, like, talking about it. And then it came to me living off campus. And so then it's obviously, like, well, he doesn't want to stay in his dorm. And he didn't like his roommate at the time. So it was, like, then he basically moved in with me. So then we just weren't talking about that, you know? Like, it was just, like, things just kept happening. And we weren't talking about how to, like, find the balance of, like, friends and being in a relationship. And so, I mean, it was hard for a while because we went through a really rough patch where he just wanted to be with his friends, and I took it as like an insult because I didn't understand, like, suddenly we go from like hanging out all the time to him just not wanting me around. So it just got really complicated for a while, and there was a lot of fights and a lot of unknown situations where I thought we were gonna break up. And then we kind of like made an agreement of a way to give each other space, and then we like moved past it and like have come back to a better place now.
Was that like after, was that happening, because you guys started dating when you were a sophomore, so did that issue start happening like your junior, senior year?
Yeah, so it started happening more actually kind of towards the end of my junior year and then through senior year, because the other thing was that he's always taken soccer very seriously, so he was never into going out and drinking because he always wanted to focus on soccer, and at the time he was technically underage, so he couldn't really go downtown in Savannah. And then when he finally turned 21, he started seeing all his friends are going out and he's not going out because of me, and he just started like holding it in instead of talking to me, so we'd get into a lot of fights.
That does not sound good.
Yeah,
but it sounds like you guys, did you end up breaking up at some point and getting back together?
No, I mean, we're on the verge. It was basically either we were going to break up or something had to, like, drastically change.
Okay.
And so we came to the agreement that some days a week he would, like, stay at his dorm instead of always coming to my apartment, so that we had, like, space from each other. And, like, it's turned out, like, by the end of graduation, I was basically only seeing him in the morning and the nights, because in between we had classes and homework, so it was just easier to just not try and see each other during that time.
Right.
Unless it's obviously the weekend, and then we have time to hang out whenever. But so, and that like helped a lot, like us not seeing each other as much. Yeah. But it's also the thing where, because our breaks at SCAD are so long, like winter break is from November to January. Oh, summer's wow. technically from May or June to September.
Wow.
So we go a good amount of time not seeing each other.
Yeah.
Because he goes home, I go home, or I go to intern somewhere.
Mm.
Or on the occasions, I'll spend the summer, like, in England, like I did once. So it's, like, that awkward thing where sometimes we're at long distance and then other times we're not. So it's, like, a hard to, like, adjust back and forth.
Yeah, that is really hard because you're going from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
So you're going from, like, having all this access to one another. You could see him if you really wanted to at any time.
Right.
To then being apart, like, a country apart.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard. And you guys, both scenarios can be hard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, spending, like you said, too much time.
Right.
Where he feels like he's missing out on stuff. Or then you're completely apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's also hard.
Yeah.
So then now that you're older than him, that means he's still in school now, right? Because you recently graduated.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that going?
It's good. Like, it's going good. When it came to the end of my senior year, because we have 3 quarters at SCAD, so it's fall, winter, spring, and then we graduate. So towards, like, winter quarter, it was starting to, like, hit in that I was graduating and I was leaving. And then it was, like, me panicking, basically, about what I'm supposed to do with everything.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of breakdowns, like, of just stress of thinking about where I'm even going, because at that time I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know if I was going to England or New York or L.A. I had no idea. And then I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do with Jordan?
Right.
So at that time it got really hard, and then it helped towards like spring. I kind of came up with a set plan of what I was going to do. So I was going to come to New York and intern, and he stayed in Savannah for the summer working. So that kind of helped, knowing that he wasn't like a country away.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to talk to each other. But I think it helps also because Savannah and New York are so close that plane tickets are so cheap and there's no time difference. So talking to each other and seeing each other isn't really difficult. Like, if I really wanted to, I could like take a trip to Savannah like every month or twice a month or, you know, whenever.
So the nice thing is that you guys, what you're telling me in those years that you guys have dated is, like, there's been times when you've had to do long distance.
Yeah.
And you've had to figure that out, and it's worked out, which is usually really hard for people to do.
Yeah.
Is it that you guys just talk all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we talk every day. I mean, throughout the day, we're always talking to each other. I think it also helps, too, that we both see each other as friends, too, so it's not like a situation where you feel like you have to talk to each other. It's just one of those things where you, like, want to talk to each other and, like, tell each other random things throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, like, that's another good thing about, like, our relationship is that we have a really good friendship as well.
Yeah.
So
he's, like, your best friend.
Yeah, basically.
You call him when something happens, and he calls you, and you guys talk about everything. And also, you guys have experienced so much together because, I mean, sophomore year of your college, I mean, in his freshman year of college, all that time that has passed, also, like, a lot of big things that are happening in your life during that time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool because I would say most people that I know that dated in college, I mean, are short-lived.
Right.
And again, most people don't even date.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're like, no, not trying to do this. But so that's it. And that does become hard, though, because he still has a year this year left, right?
Right.
You're here. You're not far, which is good.
Right.
But you're encountering, like, your life is so different now.
Right. So what I see as a challenge, because this year I actually I'm not worried about it at all. Like, now that everything's figured out, it's fine. And I don't see anything happening where it would cause us issues. What I do see as a challenge is when he graduates, figuring out what happens next. Because we've always had, like, the talk of, you know, is this just, like, a college relationship, or is this, like, do we have a future? Like, do we both, like, want to be with each other?
You've had that conversation.
We've had it multiple times, and, like, we both always, like, have agreed, like, that we want to, like, be together, and, like, we don't see ourselves with anyone else. So it's always been, like, a priority to make things work, because both of us have never, like, had a connection with other people the way we've connected with each other. And it's just one of those things where when you know you don't want to, you know, break up, you want to do whatever you can to make it work.
I love that you guys have had that conversation. Yeah. That's really mature of you.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, it's sometimes I find it hard to talk to, like, a lot of older people about it because I feel like people... Well, not everyone, but some people find it so, like, surprising that two people that are so young can, find the one or whatever that they want to be with. Like, I follow, like, people are always like, oh, you're so young, how do you know? Like, I just feel like, how do you explain that? Like, you just kind of know, so...
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's not, like, that crazy.
Yeah, I know. Like, I feel lucky that...
Yes.
It happened, but then it's also one of those things where it's a hard time for it to happen, too, because we're both trying to figure out our lives and, like, where we want to go and what we want to do.
Yeah, people always say that. They're like, I wish I would have met this person, you know, 10 years from now.
Right.
And then, you know, when you get to the 10-year mark, it's like, oh, well, I'm so inundated with work, or work is so important, or something else. Like, maybe I need to push this off for another 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, there's never going to be a perfect time.
Right.
And then by the time you've pushed it off, sometimes you're, like, you know, in your 40s, and you're like, okay, I haven't met anyone now.
Right.
And then you have the people that are in their 40s, which I've heard saying, like, I kind of wish I hadn't pushed that person away.
Yeah.
Everyone is different.
Right.
I think that's awesome that you guys had that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Is this just for now because we're at the same stage in our life, which happens?
Right.
Or, like, do we see each other being, like, married in the future or having, you know, a life together?
Yeah.
So then you guys are obviously on the same page.
Right.
And talking every day now when you're in New York and he's over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where my family were, I think, concerned at first when I was talking about what I was going to do for this year because they wanted to make sure that, like, I wasn't sacrificing anything for someone who I didn't know if I we didn't know if we actually wanted to be together. Everyone wanted to, like, make sure that we actually did talk to each other, and it was wasn't one of those things where I was assuming things are going to be this way, and then it ends up not being that way. So yeah. I made sure for a while that, like, this was something that we wanted to do. Because I said to him, you know, like, I'm basically choosing, the main reason I'm choosing to be in New York is to make things easier on us location-wise, you know. Like, if you don't want to be with me after college, tell me, because I'm basically starting a sacrifice for you. Not even a sacrifice, but a compromise.
Yeah. No, that's really good that you said that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think sometimes you need to say that. Maybe he doesn't even know that you're doing that. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you could have easily gone to L.A.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. There's, like, lots of places that you could go. Or you could have, I know your end goal is to be in London. You could have gone to London.
Yeah.
So, it's awesome that you said that to him and kind of giving him the opportunity to be like, if this isn't what you want, you need to tell me.
Yeah.
And I think with your family and your friends will always want, like, what's best for you.
Right.
Right? And then sometimes it's hard because they're not in your relationship. Right. They don't see how you guys are every day and day in, day out.
Yeah.
And like you said, most people are like, you're young. You know, like, love will come, you know, like,
don't worry.
And it's hard because... Yeah, I mean, this is what you know and this is what you want, and there is no guarantee. I know you know that.
Yeah.
I know that you know that, like, you guys may go down this path.
Right.
And it may totally work or it may not.
You're right.
But
that's every relationship.
That's every relationship. Though, yeah. I mean, people are getting married today and will be divorced in 5 years, you know?
Right.
So it's a gamble either way. But the fact that you talked to him and said that stuff, I think, is really important. And you're not going into this blindly, which is all that anyone can ask for.
Yeah. And I feel like it's always been my biggest fear to be that person that gives up their relationship for a career to, like, get higher up in their career. They have to, like, sometimes break up with people or just not even get in a relationship at all. And I've always been the exact opposite. I, like... treasure having a family and all of that stuff so much more than being the top person at whatever company I'm working at. That's not, like, a dream of mine.
But you also would hate to give up a great opportunity.
So that's when it comes to, like, that hasn't happened to me yet. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you'll get to that when it happens. But
yeah, that's hard.
The way I see it is, as of now, New York isn't somewhere where my dream job even exists that I know of. I mean, it could suddenly appear and I realize I want to do something else, but as of now, like, where my dream jobs are, you know, in LA or in London. So for me, it's just kind of hoping that Jordan ends up in the same area so then it doesn't come to a situation where I'm actually going to have to give up something, whether it's my career or him. I'm hoping I don't have to be put in that position.
Yeah, that would be tough.
But you never know. Because I've had a lot of conversations with my mom about how, you know, in relationships and careers, you have to sacrifice something, and either it's one person or both of you. You never know. But I always talked about, like, for me, it's so much easier because I have dual citizenship, so I can go to England or I can stay in America, where he can only stay in America for a certain amount of time until he gets a visa, and then he has to go home. So when you look at it on paper, I would be the one that would have to sacrifice something because I'm the one that can be more flexible in where I can go. On paper, career-wise, there isn't a lot of places I could go. But
you feel that if he had, like, I don't know, if he had the option between New York and L.A., and even though New York would be a better option for him, but L.A. would be a better option for you.
He would go to L.A. The problem is, though, is that he still wants to pursue soccer after college.
Okay.
And it's a little hard in the U.S. when you're not in Division One soccer for college. And he's technically not even allowed to play Division One because he's played professional soccer in Europe. It's going to be harder for him to become a professional player. So what his end goal is to get on a lower league team in the U.S.
Okay.
Where there's a lot of different teams in a lot of states and work his way up from there, or just at least play there for a little while, since he can only be a professional athlete for such a small window of time. He doesn't want to give up on that yet. And so my only fear is some team from some random state will offer him something and he'll like be so happy and excited that he's finally going to be able to play professional soccer again, he'll take it. And then I'll be left with the decision of, if it's not somewhere that's near a state or city I can commute to, then what do I do?
Could you do a year of long distance?
I mean, yeah, it would be an option. It's just one of those things where I kind of find long distance relationships after school hard, because I feel like at that point in time, if you decide to be long distance and you're both in different careers, then how do you get out of the careers that you're in? Like, that long distance relationship could go on for years at that point. And then the honest truth of being in a long distance relationship for years is that you do just end up moving on, because you just spend so much time without each other that you just get used to not being with each other, and then you don't find anything in common to talk about anymore.
Right.
So then that would become an issue, because then it would be like, do I even want to, you know, put myself through that? Because then it would, at that point, I would probably just either sacrifice my career for however amount of time that would be, or we would probably have to go our separate ways. So I feel like the decision would fall on me. Which is
a lot.
Yeah.
What does he say to all this right now?
I mean, right now he just says, you know, like, you need to do what's best for you. Like, if you got your dream job, like, I would never, like, try and stop you from doing it. Like, I'll always be here. Like, you don't have to worry about anything, like, ending with us. Like, I'll support whatever makes you happy. So, I mean, he's really supportive, but everything changes once you graduate college. And, like, I'm seeing that now because I'm going through it, but he's not going through it yet. So for him, it's so far off in the future, he's not really thinking of it as a problem.
You're here in New York.
Right.
And you meet someone that is, like, you know, handsome, a great guy, all these things. Mm. Have you been tempted at all while you've...
No.
No one, you're like, no. You're in the zone with Jordan.
But yeah, what's funny is that my friend and I had a conversation about it before I left to New York. And, you know, he said, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you met someone in New York. Like, maybe you do meet someone in New York. And, like, I just, like, said to him, you know, that's not even in my mind. Like, I've committed to Jordan, like, that is who I see myself with. And I said, like, the rare chance of that even happening, I said, like, I think I would still be devastated, because I saw myself with someone completely different. Like, I've committed myself to someone else and set out my entire future with them. To meet someone else that could make me completely change my mind about that would still devastate me. It wouldn't be something I'd be happy about.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, meeting someone is, like, not something I want to do. So I feel like when you're single and you meet someone, like, obviously there are the times where you're just, it just happens and you're not expecting it, but I feel like you also have to put out, like, the energy that you're looking for someone.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like to meet someone that, like, for someone to even approach me and me be interested to, like, pursue it would be really weird in the first place.
You don't give that energy.
Yeah, so it's like,
I've been out with you. You're definitely like, no. This is not, I'm not here for conversations with anyone. And that's good. So, I think that speaks to how much you love Jordan, how much you want this to work. And a lot of people that are coming out of college, that are starting their careers, and have this relationship in college, I think they don't all feel that way. I think they think, wow, I'm like, you know, meeting all these people at work or whatever, or just there's a lot of doubt. Because you're, like you said, there's so much going on. It's so different. Your life is completely different. That the fact that you still feel that way says a lot, you know? And it's, like you said, once you know. And and you're not out there even, like, questioning it. Your only question is, like, how do we make it happen? So I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, and I think also, I feel like I'm someone who knows myself very well, and I've never been a committed person. Like, I've always, like, but in the past, I either lost interest in people very quickly, or I just ended up attaching myself to people I knew would never commit to me. So for me to find someone that I don't get tired of and don't want to, like, end things with is a big deal, which shows me that, you know, this is someone that I want to be with. Otherwise, why haven't I lost interest in this
person?
What
do you think about him that you love so much? What qualities about him?
I think the biggest is just that, like, he truly knows who I am and, like, what I've been through.
So you feel like Jordan's, like, someone that you've been able to be so honest with. He loves you for who you are.
Like, I've never been with someone where I can be my complete self with and, like, be weird and, like, laugh with and, you know? So it's very special to me that I, like, find someone I can be so comfortable with, because it takes me so long to open up to people anyway. Friends or relationships, it usually takes me a very long time to be myself around people. When I, like, saw Jordan that night and thought, like, oh, I, like, really am interested in this guy, it didn't cross my mind that, like, oh, this is someone I want to date seriously. It was just like, oh, like, I want to know who this person is.
Right.
But in my head, nothing more was going to come from that.
So. And somehow 2 weeks later, here you are sitting down telling him your life story.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then again, it's just saying, like, you were taking a chance and you liked him and you're like, why waste time if he's not going to be interested in me? For people that are in long-distance relationships right now, because I feel like you have a lot of experience with it, and just talking about what you're going through now and the fact that in summers you guys would be away from each other for a while, what's your advice?
I mean, I don't know. I found that with time, the distance didn't become something I got really sad about. Like, sometimes it's, like, it's not bad to say, but, you know, you spend so much time together all the time that sometimes it's nice to miss each other and not be around them all the time, and just to even have your own time alone is nice. So, like, it came to a stopping point where I stopped getting so sad about it, like it was, like, a separation problem, and began enjoying it for a good amount of time, and then it was nice to see each other again. So I guess, I mean, for people in long-distance relationships, it's just important to, like, have a life after the relationship, like, to be able to do things without that person, like, have other friends and have a separation between your relationship and other parts of your life. Like, I found having other friends that weren't Jordan's friends and him having friends that weren't my friends helped us, because there was a point where we could get away from each other, even if it was only for a few hours. It helped to just have privacy from each other, because everyone, no one wants to be around one person 24/7. Like, you get tired of them, so.
Yeah, you need your own, like, you need your own space.
Right.
And, like, it sounds like you guys, you need to be your own individual to then come together and be, like, better together, basically.
Yeah.
Even if that sounds cheesy. But it's true. It's like, if all you do is hang out with each other, then how are you going to grow? And I'm also curious, You said something that I thought was really interesting, how you hear from people all the time, older people, and obviously your family that just wants, right. like, the best for you. Like, you're young, you're gonna, you know, don't, like, focus on this, focus on, like, your job, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, if it works out, works out.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people hear that. What makes you strong and what in this relationship, and you don't, because I feel from mm-hmm. you that no matter what people say, yeah. like, this is going to be your path. Like, what right. keeps you doing that?
Well, I think it's just maybe for one, just knowing who I am. I feel like a lot of people at my age don't know who they are. And I think the one thing a lot of people say about me is that when I know I want something, like, I find a way to get there, whether it's where I went to school. I narrowed down where I wanted to be location-wise, and I found a school that, you know, had what I wanted to study and had a sport that could get me the money to go to the school in a location that I wanted to be in. So I feel like it's just me knowing who I am and
knowing what's good yeah, for you. Because I think awesome.
The biggest struggle is for me too. I come from a family of very independent people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself very different from everyone else in my family. So I think it's also that thing of understanding that people in my family aren't always going to understand me and why I do things. And that's just, like, accepting that and knowing that they obviously care and love me and want the best for me, but sometimes they're just not going to understand me because they don't relate to where I am in life. Where I am in life now was not where they were in life when they were my age. Right. So it could be hard for them to understand
yeah.
why I feel so confident in Jordan or
yeah.
my decisions that I plan to make. So
I love that. What are your girlfriends right now doing? Are they as confident in what they want as you?
No, I think a lot of my friends are lost. Like, at the same time, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do as a career and where I want to go location-wise. Like, I may think I want to go somewhere now, but I may end up not liking that place. So it's always just, like, when you're in your early 20s, everything is just different, especially graduating from college and realizing you don't go to school anymore and there's nothing, like, your life is open-ended now and there's nothing to come back to.
As we end this episode of Status Complicated, I was taken back to my time right after college. A time that teetered between living in the bubble and slowly popping that bubble as I entered adulthood. I can remember the mass amount of confusion, doubt, worries, all swarming in my mind, but there was always a layer of hope and excitement for the unknown. My guest Kayla, during this very hectic time, has somehow mastered something many of us are struggling to do way past college, and that's being so certain of her love and determination to make it work. As she says in her own words, having this is truly happiness for her. I'm excited to have her back on the show when she can take us on the journey of part 2 with her and Jordan starting their life together.